Broadcasting live, it's time for Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome with Patty Azar, the value advocate for professional women.
Born to be wild.
Join Patty as she provides women with keys to success in business. Stop leaving money on the table and putting aside your joy and fulfillment, and walk through the door of prosperity. Now, here's your host, Patty Azar.
Hi, this is Patty Azar, and I am the host of Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome radio program, and I am the value advocate for professional women. Hello, Catherine. How are you today?
I'm doing great. You can't get any better than this weather we're having here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Guess what week it is, Catherine?
That would be bike week.
Oh! It's Arizona Bike Week. Yeehaw!
So I was surprised you didn't ride the Harley to the show today.
Well, I have to look good. No, I don't want to have helmet hair. You know, I've
That's
got
right.
Queen Isabel showing up. You know how beautiful she is.
That's
so
right.
We have to have some professional decor here. How about it? We've been on the show how many weeks now?
We're going into our third month, so two successful months under our belt and going strong.
And isn't it fabulous? We have had all different women from every aspect of life, from all different cultures, socioeconomic, some that have the highest in terms of degrees and education, some that took an alternative path, and they have something that's one thread. They said, you know what, I'm going to be successful no matter what.
I love it. And, you know, when I was preparing for the show yesterday and you and I were talking about all of this, it struck me that, and you and I have had this discussion before, that for whatever reason in the media, women typically have one archetype.
Right.
So one example that everybody needs to look, be, act, speak like.
Correct.
And I'm really proud of this show because if you look at all of our guests, you couldn't find a more diverse group of successful women if you had tried. From a stylistic perspective, we have the very quiet, the more retrospective and private, then we have the take charge. Every style has been in this radio show. And like you said, the backgrounds are diverse. And what I love is that they all charted their own path. They all owned their own path. And they all faced a ton of naysayers in the process. And they said, I don't care what you think. This is the direction I'm going. So if women have seen and heard and learned nothing else from us, I hope that they have picked up on the fact that this is not a one-size-fits-all, and being you is okay.
Absolutely, because, you know, we've had females that have come from technology, and they said, you know what, we're going to take our competence and the skills, and we're going to translate that to continue to build the confidence, the skill of confidence, so that they can message engineers moving into finance. And we know lots of women out there that have said, you know what, I'm going to leave corporate America. Look at Chris last week. Wow, what a rock star she is and continues to be, from getting clocked literally on her head with a plastic clock and telling J&J, you know, I've had it, and then going out and being the rookie of the year. And now she leads one of the premier teams in the city regarding real estate.
Absolutely. And she's made her own success. And, you know, it's interesting because if you look at the statistics that are out there in terms of where women have seen the most significant growth, it follows most other arenas in that it's coming from that entrepreneurial private sector. So while there haven't been tremendously large strides within the corporate sector, women in the private sector in terms of entrepreneurship are making huge strides, far above the, you know, across-the-board statistics.
Well, look at Penny. We had Penny Pulse on, the former LPGA champion. I mean, she was a hoot, wasn't she?
Oh.
And for 20 years now, we didn't really go into this. We didn't have the time. She's been studying the brain. She's been studying how the brain works, and she had that perfect shot at one time in her career and always wondered why she couldn't continue to make that perfect shot. So as all athletes do, they eventually grow older and they go into a new career. She transitioned that mind-body from what she did swinging a golf club, being out there and being competitive, because that scoreboard never lies, and saying, how do I make that and translate that and transition into a focused, driven business? I tell you, all these women make me so proud. I just can't believe that we're so blessed to have them in our lives.
I agree. And, you know, the changes that we're hearing about from individuals that we come in contact with, I shared, I think, a couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine that was going in to message her value in a way that she had never done before. And we talked about the issues because this has a history, the organization that she's been with, of being a good old boy network, and that where raises were doled out disproportionately men to women. And she built her message. It was a strong, solid message. She received a raise. She was super excited about it. And then yesterday I got a text from her that a man that was in the exact same role had received a raise that was twice the amount of hers.
Not good. Not right.
But the great news is because she had messaged her value, she now fully understands her value. The next text that I received from her was, do you have time to take a look at my resume? Which is awesome, because before she would have been in a situation where, well, did I? No, maybe I didn't deserve as much. Well, maybe I'm not doing quite the work level. But after going through conversations and listening to our show and understanding, really beginning to embrace her value, she now is in a position to where she can say, okay, I'm ready to go out into the market. And not only am I ready to go to the market, but I know how to message my value so that my next job has a better is a better environment for me.
Absolutely. Let's celebrate her. Let's say, you know what, go, way to go, girl, and
that's
to break
right.
that good girl syndrome and not to wallow in it and to say, okay, this is who I am. This is the why of me. This is how I show up, and this is the who of me. And let's celebrate the grandeur of this woman and saying, you know what, I really appreciate the opportunity. And now, and Catherine, she's very fortunate to have you to be able to give her some counsel. She'll say, I can now make a really sound, solid, non-emotional argument of the why of me, link it to my span of control. This is how I show up. These are the results I drive. And this is the value that I bring and the who of me and my worth to an organization. And I can tell you, just knowing her and knowing what you're saying about her, she will land on her feet out here for sure. And, you know, I feel bad for the people that she supports out there, because I know that she has worked very hard to be their advocate.
Absolutely. And that's the great thing about understanding your value. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, it's sort of like academic research, right? Well, it makes sense when you're in a laboratory that's
sure.
controlled, but does it really make sense in the real world? And so that's one of the pushbacks that we've often gotten. Well, yeah, it's easy to market your own value, but you don't know the politics of our environment. But the great thing is that when you do understand your value, when you understand how to message it, when you remove sort of that emotional, natural response, and it comes from a business argument perspective, then it's much easier to make the changes that will be more fulfilling for your life. So you're less inclined to stay in that state of fear for an extended period of time, and you're more inclined to go find an opportunity that aligns with you. And in this situation, she doesn't even bear any resentment or hard feelings towards the company. She's grateful for the opportunities and the learning opportunities, but she knows that it's not the right one for her, and so she's ready to move on. And I think that's so awesome.
That's success. That's
Absolutely.
Success 100%, because we cannot be victims. We have to understand there are like three issues that we really have to look at what's impacting our life. I'm so excited for Isabel to be on our show today, because three of those issues, number one, are about accountability. And your friend now is holding herself accountable to what her life looks like, what her worth is and who values her, and really where she chooses to spend the majority of her life day in, day out. Secondly, what I'm so thrilled that Isabel is going to be on the radio today is because she's a major advocate of peer advisory groups. And since the major thread running through women in the marketplace these days is isolation, and it's isolation whether you are a entry employee, whether you are a team lead, a cross-functional manager, or a president of an organization, there is such isolation because of the political P's and Q's that you have to look at and be aware of inside of organizations. We hear that all the time. And, you know, tech gets beat up for it, law gets beat up for it. But let's face it, it crosses every every line except maybe nursing. Seriously, maybe nursing's the difference.
Oh, I don't know. I worked with the nurses. I'll tell you what, they eat their own like nobody's business. You want to talk about a science experiment gone mad sometimes in some of these nursing environments. But you're so right that isolation issue, it weaves throughout. And to be able to find an accountability group, a group of peers that you can be honest with without fear that it's going to impact your success in your professional arena, that you can really begin to share your struggles so that you can come to solution. If more women would agree to gather that type of a circle around them, I think that we could move this isolation to a thing of the past.
I believe so. It's going to take a while, but every woman who does it really makes a great step. You know, Gloria Steinem said if it was true that women could sleep their way to the top, there'd be more women at the top. So the issue that I'm so proud of is that, number one, that's not she is right. It doesn't help, and because you become even more isolated. But secondly, right now in the marketplace, 60% of high net worth women have earned their own fortunes. 60%. So when we come back and be able to talk to Isabel Banerjee regarding what she's doing in her life, wait till you hear her life story and the transition and not playing the good girl syndrome. This is Patty Azar. I am the host of Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome radio program, and I am the value advocate for professional women. Come back in 30 seconds.
Still wondering what all this Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome talk is about? Well, here it is. Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome is all about owning, celebrating, and honoring your individual magnificence. Join us on our transformational journey to support every professional woman in their quest to honor themselves in such a way that is personally, translational, and uplifting. Remember, joy often sneaks in doors you didn't know you left open.
Hi, I am Patty Azar, and I am the host of Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome radio program, and I am the value advocate for professional women. Please join me and just really hold on to your socks, all of our listeners out here, and welcome Isabel Banerjee, the Executive Director, Arizona of GrowYourBiz.com. Hello, Ms. Isabel.
Good morning, Patty, and good morning, Catherine.
Ms. Isabel has some laryngitis, but she's such a professional. She came in to support us anyway. We are so thrilled to have you, and your background is so appealing to me and so wonderful. Number one, I want to congratulate you for being a Canadian citizen, and now you are a citizen of the United States of America. Go, Miss Isabel, go the U.S. of A.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy now.
Yes, you are. You're a beautiful Yankee Doodle Dandy, and now I get to know you personally and professionally in the Arizona market, and I'm so grateful for that. Isabel, tell us about the background that you had, because you had some pretty tough circumstances before you got into business, and you said, just like Catherine's friend, okay, this is where I am, this is where my situation is, but I'm going to change it.
Absolutely. There's only one wine that I really like in my vocabulary, and that one comes in a stemmed glass. So for me, the story began, well, before I was 16, but I've been on my own since I've been 16 years old, and I have been the primary breadwinner in my life. And I found that through life, you have choices.
Right.
You have choices to be whiny, or you have choices to feel like a victim. You have a choice to survive. But I didn't like any of those, so I chose the thrive option. And I learned also early in my life that by observation and by absorption, I acquired skills that were very beneficial to me as I went on later in life, first running other people's businesses for 20 years, but then having the gift of the opportunity to start my own business in 1989.
Well, I love that fact that you've taken those opportunities, because it's very difficult. Number one, you and I share so many parallels about our non-traditional way of our education. We got it on the job. Number two, for many, many years, we were the sole breadwinners, and we both had children that we were taking care of. And if it wasn't for us, they'd be on welfare or breadline. And so I don't pat myself on the back. It's just, that's just the situation that it is. And it helped make me and my son who he is. So tell me about, you helped other people with their organizations. You were always a very trusted professional. Tell me how in the world you got into the chemical business. Here you are, this beautiful blonde, this bombshell of a woman, and all of a sudden you are rising through the ranks in the chemical industry.
It was right place, right time, Patty, and also seizing the opportunity. And that's part of the journey of through life is if you have confidence and you can maintain that confidence, then you can seize opportunities. The short story is that my employer went bankrupt, and I was faced with the choice of two children who insisted on eating regularly.
How dare them?
A dream to become the world's leading Mary Kay consultant. And the opportunity, thanks to some of the suppliers in the chemical industry, to have them support me financially and in order to move their product lines. After a short period of time, it was pointed out to me that it may be a different path for me. Rather than selling lipstick, I could sell industrial chemicals and make a living.
Absolutely.
And the non-traditional part of that, the diversity part of that, is I did not have any formal education in business. I certainly did not have a chemistry degree. I think I shared with you that my grade 10 high school chemistry class was almost a bust because I had a drop-dead gorgeous chem lab partner.
Didn't we all?
But what I did learn was that the business of selling chemicals was the business of developing relationships with people, developing that trust and bond, and listening carefully to their problems and coming up with solutions. And that was a great opportunity for me to travel the world, acquiring knowledge, learning, and like you, every day, my degree is QBE, Qualified by Experience.
Well, you know, I love it because you also talk about that you decided that when you were going to get in this and how successful you were going to be, you started to position yourself as a very trusted advisor to individuals that, number one, could be your sponsors. What I mean by sponsors, they could actually help you open some doors for you, and that you had built such a reputation of trust and intellect and confidence in messaging that they knew that they could actually share some paths with you, help you stay out of some of the political, the shark-eating waters out there that you talk about that gives you, that really gave you a really lift up inside your business.
Absolutely. My clients and my suppliers were my advocates. They saw that my success was their success, and they looked forward and they looked for opportunities to help me grow and help me benefit from their expertise and knowledge. Some of my closest friends became my clients and suppliers.
Oh, I bet.
And they're the ones who did the testimonials that allowed me to get additional business from other people.
Besides the need, you and I having the need, but we also have a desire to be a top performer. We have a desire to be able to continue to build the skill of confidence. Do you know where that came from in you? Because confidence is innate, but can you give us any lessons or where you found that you could pull from that confidence and help to share with other women?
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it comes from my roots, which is the farming background, where you certainly learn a work ethic and you must have positivity to get up every day again at sunrise and hope that the weather, Mother Nature, cooperates with everything and market prices. But you're right. I think it's an innate thing. There's a drive internally that says I don't want just the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a fascination for me about acquiring new knowledge and meeting new people. You know, I grew up in a very almost remote rural area and didn't meet people of diversity in that sense of the word. So when I went out into the big wide world, the discovery about the diversity that was there in people and opportunities and cultures really motivated me to go on and create that global business.
Wow. I mean, for you to share that with me, because I did not know that about the farming background.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, how you were able to utilize those roots. Number two, how you were able to go out and grab the world, because you look as though that you were born and bred to be a world traveler, a world explorer, one who accepts and is open as a major student. That is such a gift to, for other women to know, because it doesn't matter where you end up, where you start, it's where you end up. And the great thing about you is that you're still on this magnificent journey with the new opportunity that's in front of you.
Yes, and that's the story I do like to share with other women, that it doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter your education or your financial ancestry. It's that there are opportunities out there if you align yourself with the right posse, the right mentors, the right cheerleaders. Anything is possible.
And so you've had both men and women as sponsors and support, because I've met your husband. He's a tremendous advocate of you, and he really chooses to let you be who you are. And then secondly, I've met some of your magnificent friends, and it's like, wow, they're friends for life. But you can tell the personal and the professional respect there, and the great advocacy that you all have for each other. And I mean, that translates between countries and states and continents.
Absolutely, and I came to realize later in life that I was attracted to those people. You know, you move in the direction of what you need in life, and so my friends, when I look at that group of magnificent women, as you say, and men, they are people that are confident, powerful, ambitious, but they are also honest and kind and trustworthy, and they love a glass of wine, and they love a good laugh.
There you go. And I would be remiss not to ask you about, or not to mention, all of the major awards that you've received in your industry. And, I mean, could we just make you the Queen of Canada for all of these awards? Can you talk about some of them, or maybe one or two that you say, wow, this was really meaningful to me?
I prefer Queen of the World.
Okay, well, you know, well, how about Canada? Because I don't think Catherine and I are quite ready to give up Queen of this domain right now. So we will share.
It's an honor for me to have been recognized and in the company of the many great women that are the top 100 business women owners in Canada, and also to be recognized in the United States by the Executive Women's Network as the 2009 most influential woman.
Well, you are a magnificent resourcer of women, and I say that purposefully, because I'm not saying networking, because you're about, Patty, I have an opportunity for you to make some money over here. Let me introduce you, Catherine. And you've done that purposely for us, and so I see the great respect and the love that these women out here have for you. Because it goes, even though you may have a fabulous glass of wine, it's not about networking, it's about being an advocate. How can we share dollars? How can we share opportunities? So I can understand how you get recognized that way, and it's very easy for me to see why you're in such a good light. And I'm not just saying this, you know me, I tell the truth as I see it.
Again, this may go back to my country roots, but not knowing the word collaboration in my vocabulary back then, you see how a community works together, and together collectively they create something better. So that's carried me forward throughout my life.
I just love it. Well, you know, well, we're going to come back in just a minute, but before we do that, I want to leave you with this thought. With Isabel, Queen Isabel of Canada, not of the U.S. yet, because Catherine and I still are going to hold on to that title. I don't know how long, Catherine. But when we come back, I'm going to ask Isabel to share with us what happened when the market was just crashed, and what happened to her industry, and the lessons that she learned about being the good girl, and what she learned and what she can pass on. And then we're going to get into the importance of what she does for Grow Your Biz. I am Patty Azar, and I am the host of Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome radio program, and I am the value advocate for professional women. Come back soon. Don't leave us. You'll miss a lot.
Join top leaders from across the fields of storytelling, social media, and capital fundraising on Thursday, April 23rd for this year's Smart Women, Smart Money, presented by National Bank of Arizona. Discover how to grow your business with innovation, creativity, and empowerment.
keynote speaker, Kendra Hall, author and master storytelling advisor, will show you how to transform your story into your secret weapon for success. Join Kendra and the many other incredible speakers as you strengthen your financial health. For more information, go to www.nbarizona.com and click on the event calendar. With ticket prices starting at only $60, tickets will go fast. Don't delay in securing your spot.
Hi, welcome back. I am Patty Azar, and I am your host of Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome radio program, and I am the value advocate for professional women. We are here with the magnificent Isabel Banerjee. I am so sorry. Thank God she still loves me because I messed her name up, and I sincerely apologize. All you folks out there in business who have jobs, you know, in 2007 we suffered some really bad stuff in our economy, and here is Miss Isabel running this organization. The market hits the skids, and then what happens to your organization?
Well, overnight, it became a nightmare. My business was in global sales of industrial chemicals, and those were going into the manufacturing industry. So pretty quickly, manufacturing came to a screeching halt around the world. Additionally, there was a currency inversion that we were not prepared for. So within a short period of time, I lost 60% of my revenue.
Wow.
And being the optimistic woman that I am, the positive woman that I want, I thought, well, this, you know, this is the bottom. It can't last much longer. I mean, every time it went down lower, I thought, hang on a little longer, hang on a little tighter. So the lessons learned from that is there is no bottom, and that you need to make some really tough decisions. It's not the time to be a good girl when the world is falling apart.
What I so appreciate about you is always your intellectual honesty, because in our conversations that we've had, you drink the wine and I drink the Diet Coke. And so you told me about how you held on and held on and made sure everyone in your organization stayed as whole as possible for as long as they could. But it was at your expense at some times, even though I know you wouldn't go back and never do anything wrong to anyone else. Looking back now and understanding what you know now in the marketplace and with 2020 Vision, what would you have done different so that you wouldn't play the good girl role and that you could have been more protected yourself?
I would have. I mean, I wouldn't change the fact that I kept my promise and I kept my integrity and my commitments to people.
Of course.
But I would have radically changed some timing in the decisions that I made. I mean, I should have fired some customers, truthfully, earlier. That would have taken a lot of the load off me, wanting to keep all of my staff so that we could be there and fulfill all of our commitments to our customers. But I should have reduced staff as well. I should have reduced overhead. I should have shopped for a new banking relationship much earlier. And I hate to keep saying that should have thing, because you know what that means.
That's okay. It's we're looking hindsight.
Yeah. So, but the truth is, I do believe that if I was a different gender, and there's only one other to choose from, I think that I probably would have been much more selfish and much more analytical in my decisions. I continued to hold out emotionally because I didn't want anybody else to hurt, and I took that money out of my pocket.
Well, you know, this is why I admire you so much, and quite frankly, I have chills running up and down my body about 10 times because you are speaking such from the truth. Number one, I so appreciate you telling this, because I cannot tell you how many women out there that we talk to, that we counsel, that we work with, suffer from that, because who are we if we turn our back on humanity? That's just a part of being a female. That's part of our DNA, and that's part of us being mommies out there that we just cannot deny. So I'm so grateful that you shared that. Secondly, the gift that you just gave us is, number one, you can remain in integrity. You can remain in moral and ethical situations and never give up on anything. So then you can look at, you know, what are the leadership issues and the confidence issues of firing non-profitable customers or customers that could not allow you to stay current or stay profitable. Secondly, I love the advice you gave about you would have said, you know what, let me go and find a new relationship, a new financial partner that I could sit down with, be myself, be who I am, and to be in my leadership style and to understand if you could get that partner and to help you and give you that lift up, they may have been able to boost you. And then third, is to be able to say, you know what, quite frankly, and a lot of people say, well, this is not a good indicator, but I think it's a great indicator. What would a man have done in that? Well, Catherine and I, we're experts in behavior, so sometimes it's not just a gender issue. It comes down to behavior, too. But going back to saying analytically, how could I have looked at this? How could I have looked at it from the revenue-producing segment, the economic segment? What did it do to the war chest? What did it do to the organization? And what did it do to our compliance and our thought leadership? Those types of thinking. And when we understand that our emotions get in front of us a lot, and we can't help it, because you know what, Isabel, you and I weren't taught that. And I don't care if we went to Harvard, or we went to Wharton, or we went to Stanford, that is not taught to women, because it's still out there. And this issue, the good girl, does not recognize social economics. It does not recognize culture. It does not recognize background at all. So the great thing about you and I is, because I've made more mistakes in business than I have succeeded. And, you know, I say that, people say, oh, she's just saying that. She's just saying that just to get a rise. I'm telling you the truth. I've made more mistakes. The issue is that either I'm really smart or I'm not so smart. I'm either the champ or the chump, because I keep getting back up and saying, you know what, I'm going to dust myself off and I'm going to move on. That's where I see the brilliance about you. It's like, okay, this is what happened to me, and I've learned this. And so these great lessons now you're taking into your peer advisory groups, because I think you've got a stat that says people are more successful with a peer if they have a peer advisory group. Talk to us about your decision to buy this major franchise here in the United States, what it's called, and what it does for women in business.
It'd be my pleasure. You know, it's not rocket science to notice that every major corporation in the world, every large association, profit or not for profit, they have a board of advisors or a board of directors. And that's to ensure that the leader has the support going forward to verify the plan, the actions of the plan, and the accountability. And further, every successful leader knows they can't know everything. They don't have all the skills. But if you surround yourself with the talents and the skills and the experience and the resources that you don't have, then you are going to be much more successful consistently for the long term. There exist advisory boards and boards of directors for larger corporations, but there was a need in the marketplace, because there's such a growing number of small to medium-sized businesses, particularly that are started by women.
Right.
And don't they deserve to have that same benefit? And that is to have that whole team, the collective wisdom, to vet their plans against, make sure they're on track, to be accountable for. And gosh knows every woman entrepreneur can easily lose focus, get distracted. We're running around chasing all of the things that we have to do. You know, as a small business owner, you are wearing many hats all the time. You have to be the rainmaker, the marketing department, the HR department, the janitor, and so on and so forth. Doesn't it make sense to create a network around you of people that understand you, are going through the same challenges, but to collectively, in monthly board meetings, you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of wisdom together to draw on?
Well, I tell you, I'm a personal viewer, and I'm a personal reference of what you've done, because I know many of the women that are in your peer advisory groups right now. And this is what I have seen. One of them has her own radio show, and I believe Sirius is looking at trying to get her on the radio now.
Yes, that's correct.
You have clients now that are not only U.S., you have a female who not only has U.S. clients, but now she's got clients in Saudi Arabia.
around the world, and she's the first woman to launch a hedge fund in Arizona.
Exactly. And you have many, many women who have left corporate America to say, you know what, I'm going to go out on my own. And these women are newbies. And it's like, wow, they didn't realize that, you know, when you are a small business owner, you work 12 hours a day, at least. So what I love about what you're doing especially is that you're breaking that thread of isolation. And I see the women that are in your sphere, they're starting to blossom. They start to talk about confidence. They start to talk about issues because you've given them such a safe environment to do so.
Absolutely. It helps them verify that what they're thinking is correct, or it helps them to adjust if they're not quite on track before they do some damage and impair the success of their business. But having that monthly meeting to go to where you're showing up and know you have to be accountable to your sisters at the boardroom table really makes you step back from the fray and think strategically about your business before you go into that board meeting. It's a valuable thing to do.
Exactly. And you also have provided another real benefit. And I've got several banking clients out here, but they haven't done this. But you went back and tapped into one of the big banks of Canada, some relationships. Now you have a major banking relationship here that is supporting you, and you have actual advisors, relationship advisors coming in and sitting in your peer advisory board meetings with these women. Am I correct?
Absolutely. To go back, Grow Your Biz is the organization, and it was founded in 2010 in Canada, and their partner in development is BMO Harris Bank, or in Canada, BMO Financial Group. I was very fortunate when I came to Arizona to have BMO Harris Bank established here and for them to welcome Grow Your Biz to Arizona and support us as our host, and additionally provide to each of our My Business, My Board groups a senior female executive from their bank who brings the wisdom and the resources of the bank to women business owners.
Okay, so Ms. Queen Isabel just said a word that we want to remove from our vocabulary. She just said that she was fortunate. This woman built this, and make no bones about it. Isabel, tell us how we can find you, Grow Your Biz, give us a website, and give us an email address. So our folks out here who are listening saying, you know what, I need you. Where can they find you?
All right. The easy way to remember, it's G-R-O, your B-I-Z. So growyourbiz.com, the website, gives you a lot of information about how you can connect with Grow Your Biz chairs around the country and across North America. And my personal email address is ibannerjee, B-A-N-E-R-J-E-E, at grow, G-R-O, your B-I-Z, .com.
So remember, it's www.grow, G-R-O, your, Y-O-U-R, biz.com. This is Patty Azar, and thank you to Isabel, and I am the host of Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome radio program, and I am the value advocate for professional women. Thank you, Queen Isabel. You're the most fabulous.
Thank you.
Join Patty as the value advocate for professional women. Want to know more about Patty and her team's service offerings? Simply click on ewnradionetwork.com/show/breakinggoodgirlsyndrome. You can also reach us by email at info@breakinggoodgirlsyndrome.com or by simply calling us at 480-778-1818.
Thank you for returning. I am Patty Azar, and I am your host of Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome radio program, and I am the value advocate for women. Catherine, is she a rock star or what? How many women did you know will come in and tell you that she could have done things better to protect herself? And if she wasn't such a magnificent, deserving woman, she would have never admitted this on the radio.
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the foundational principles of Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome, not just the show that we produce, but our philosophy and our curriculum and how we work with our clients. Intellectual honesty is foundational. It's principal to us. And quite honestly, because without it, you can't grow. You can't succeed in the next venture if you can't take an intellectually honest look at past situations and really pull out of that great bits of wisdom that you can take with you to launch your success in future endeavors.
What I love about her, too, is that, and I know that in buying this this major franchise that she has, she's got a major investment out here, and she keeps building and building and building and spreading her sphere of influence. And I just feel so blessed to have her here. And then I personally know so many of these women, and they talk about Isabel, and they talk about her honesty, and she opens her home to them, and the sacred circleness of being able to say, I screwed up, I failed, can you believe I did that, shoulda, coulda, woulda, and everybody walks out a little bit more whole because it's non-judgmental, because she recognizes, just like us, it is not about one size fits all. We have got to quit putting this dogma on all these fabulous women out here, because gender is a business issue. It is not an issue about men versus women.
I was listening to an interview with Bethany Frankel yesterday, the Skinny Girl brand,
yes.
And she was talking about her failed talk show that she was on last season. And I loved the way that she messaged it. She said, I don't see it as a failure. I see it as a great learning experience that taught me where I shouldn't be so that I can now focus back on where I should be. And I loved how she framed those failures, because oftentimes in the business sector, we don't need anyone else to punish us for our screw-ups, because we do a great job of that ourselves. We tend to continue to lash our backs day in and day out for something that happened many years ago, rather than saying, okay, let's look at this from a non-emotional perspective. What went right? What went wrong? And what can we take to move on in order to launch the next one, our next venture successfully? And one of the things that I think was really important, and Isabel touched on it a bit in the first segment that she was with us, was this idea that seems to be in the marketplace that you can either be powerful or kind.
Right.
You can either be strong and assertive or caring.
Mushy.
And I loved it that she articulated, and what we tell our clients all the time, you can be both. They don't oppose one another. You can be powerful, you can be aggressive, and you can be kind and honest.
Right.
They're not in competition with one another. They actually can work together.
And I loved it how she positioned it also with female and male, and that there's not a distinction, because, like you and I talk about, leadership is leadership is leadership, and all these false myths and false lies and market lore out there just continues to separate us out there. And that's what makes it so difficult for women to tell the truth in the moment, women to get up publicly, because you and I have been to so many luncheons, and we love celebrating fabulous women. But it's very, very hard to hear women, and when they position themselves as everything is perfect, everything is great, and instead of saying, I'm so appreciative of this, let me tell you about the trade-offs, let me tell you about the issues, let me tell you about dumping my kid, and let me tell you about missing that soccer practice or that ballet dance. And that's why these conversations are so needed, because let's make it real out here. Let's break this superwoman thing, because it is doing nothing to align life and business, life and career, to fulfillment.
Right. And once you understand reality, once you understand the pros and the cons, then it's all about just making a plan.
Right.
And determining what the trade-offs are for you. When I Googled women in leadership and tips for entrepreneurs, collectively, those two searches brought back about 5 million different articles. So it's no wonder that we're all so confused, right? Because those 5 million articles, I suspect if I pulled them all up, would all give us contradictory advice.
Of course.
Right? One would say be aggressive. One would say be cautious.
Right.
So
one would tell us to be man-speak.
Right.
One would tell us, oh, no, be as feminine, as southern as you can.
Right. And so it's no wonder that it's confusing and it's difficult when women either, and men for that matter, step out on their own and decide to go out and venture into that world of entrepreneurship, or they decide that they want to move up that career ladder. And so we have companies, big and small, that come to us all the time and say, where do I start? How do I know how to launch? And I think that rather than giving you specific tips, you need to do A, B, C, and D.
Right.
We have a great foundation that we share with our clients that supports their success that allows them to adjust based upon their market.
It translates to them individually instead of trying to make everybody a Patty, which the world would not be able to stand, trust me, because we wouldn't have anybody to be able to do accounting at that time, or you, Catherine, or Isabel. The beauty of diversity is the translational and the transitioning to the individual.
Right.
And so, you know, this is really our wisdom segment. So, you know, what could we give as our key principles to help the entrepreneurs out there, men and women?
Absolutely. I think that we have four key principles that we usually
yes.
stick with. We like to keep it simple around
exactly.
vision alignment. Build a strategy
yes.
and keep it simple. And when I say build a strategy, well, I'll clarify in a second, but it's most important that you do something with the strategy. So when I say build, I don't mean build for bookshelfing purposes. I mean build for actually utilization. And that seems obvious, but I cannot tell you how many businesses that we've gone into and we've asked where their strategy is, and they literally pull it off of a bookshelf, and it has about an inch of dust on it, so you know it hasn't been utilized in quite some time.
Exactly, and it's not galvanizing, and it's not current, and it's based on old planning, old thinking, and it's just a canceled checkbook out there where it really should be about thinking. And if you have a strategy is no more than two pages because it needs to be a very objective, very malleable structure so that you can flex with the market, but never, ever compromise your principles in life.
Absolutely. And I think and something that is foundational to everything that we do here at Vision Alignment with Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome, you have to surround yourself with great people.
The greatest, the smartest. If you're an A person,
A
go
plus.
Find A plus,
Absolutely.
A plus, plus, plus. Because the better the people are, the better you are, and everybody gets the uplift for that. You know, my old boss, Fred Smith, the CEO, chair, and founder of Federal Express, used to say, hang out with winners, because, you know, the people you hang out now will be the future indicators of what your life's going to be down the road. You know, my mother always told me, you've got to be careful about who you hang out with, and in business, it's so critical. That's why what Isabel's doing is so perfect out there for women. And, you know, and I kind of feel bad sometimes we're only doing Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome, because we should be doing Breaking the Good Guy Syndrome, too, because there are guys out there that are suffering from the same thing, not just women.
Absolutely. And one thing, you know, too, that's really important, we talk about surrounding ourselves with people and really part and parcel with Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome, is make sure that it's a diverse group that you're surrounding yourself with. As you and I have talked, you know, Patty doesn't need to surround, you don't need to surround yourself with more Patty.
No.
You want to find people that have different skill sets, different subject matter expertise, different strengths than you, so that you can enhance your team. And again, this is something that we see in the marketplace. People are drawn, for whatever reason in business, to people that are very similar to them. You know, when we pick our spouses, we typically go opposite.
Exactly.
But in business, we're drawn to people that are like us. So if you find yourself being drawn towards someone and, oh, I like them, they make me feel very comfortable, that probably is not going to be the best hire for you. You need someone that has a different perspective that can really challenge you to ensure that you are continuing to move forward successfully.
That's right. Birds of a feather flock together in business, and that's why so many times you end up with yes boards, and
that's right.
why, and yes leadership teams. And I tell you, you know, what I love about diversity when you look at surrounding yourself, and I'm talking diversity with behavior, and like you and I,
right.
you and I go into the same meeting, you write your notes, I write my notes, we compare, and when the first thing we say is, were we in the same meeting? That's the beauty of understanding smart people, having A++ people around you, because it's about the way their style, it's the way they communicate, it's the way they think, it's the way that they look at concepts. That's the beauty of understanding to hire yourself with those smart people like that and not being scared. If you are a B person in the marketplace, you will surround yourself with C and D people. If you're an A person, you will surround yourself with AAA, AA people out there. And I'm not talking about breast size.
Absolutely. And, you know, one other thing that is really important, and we've touched on this in weeks past, when you are a small business in particular, you really have to be laser focused. So you have to be comfortable saying no. And Isabel touched on this, right? Firing the wrong customers, saying no to certain people so that you can open yourself up to the right people and the right opportunities.
Well, at Vision Alignment for all of our 25 years, you know, most of the time when we go in, we look at we've helped build the corporate identity. And in doing so, we want our organizations, our clients, to be very, very strong in who they choose as their clientele. So we understand how to put them in markets and say, these are the markets that are the yes markets. These are the markets that might be questionable, and you have to look at, do they go back in? Do they meet? Do they actually drive your mission? Do they actually align with your non-negotiable principles, with your belief system, and then with your driving force of your organization? If no, you can say no. And then there's always a third column. There's a third column that says no. And it's so interesting to me, even when we give evidence, we have empirical data out there, and this is why it's so imperative that women understand confidence and how it aligns with the ability to message what's truly important and what's really real, so that when you see the evidence says no, you don't allow somebody on your team or somebody reports to you or even a board member to say, but, you know, you should be doing this. But when the word is no, that is the most powerful word in any language.
Absolutely. And it allows people the freedom to then go focus on the yes, which is critical.
Because all those no places and where we should be saying no's, they drain your profits, they expect more, they're late pay, and they do not want to pay you your full invoice. And you know, one of our indices, our top indices, is forward-thinking, decisive, coachable, invest in their, and doing so, they invest in their folks, and they pay their invoices in time and in full. That's one of the greatest things that I believe that I have done as a businesswoman. I demand payment on time and in full.
Absolutely, but it's so difficult, and you can understand how if you don't understand your value and you don't know how to message that from a confidence perspective, it's very easy to be dissuaded in getting that. And I think that the last step that would be a key principle that anyone that's going out on their own needs to embrace is you have to execute.
To the right measure category.
Correct.
You know, you and I are so blessed to have Kathy Hanrahan, who's the former CFO, president of Taser, and now she is the president and CFO of Epic Diagnostics. And the one thing that we learned from her that our work was right and it was right on, and I didn't even realize it was, is that once we align strategic objectives to the mission of the organization, the measure categories are critical. We hear women talking about all the time their metrics. We hear them talking about goals. But you and I come back in behind them and see where the goals are, do not align with the objectives because the measure categories are so wrong. So the critical thing for women, when you start to look at your competence in building skill to execution, to break that good girl syndrome, you have to be able to say no. You have to have the right people in place. You have to have a very, very simple strategy because people cannot execute 2015 if it is difficult. And in doing so, if you got those right measure categories, you know, in fact, if you're executing correctly or do you have to build a new course of action?
I had a great piece of advice that was given to me about 5 or 6 years ago, and I'll tell you, it has been so beneficial that women are successful. Women are brilliant. And so if you're looking at opportunities that are in your market, that you're looking at making a change, really, it isn't about your ability.
No.
It's about your availability.
Correct.
And I think that that's so profound. So if you'll open yourself up and be available, your ability is there. And those opportunities will come to you if you're available and open to those opportunities.
That's exactly what Isabella talked about because, you know, she comes from the farm. She has children. She says, okay, where am I here? She sees opportunities. She makes herself available. She becomes a student of wherever she is. She's a student in the industry. She's a student of the why of her, the how of her, and the who of her. And then she actually becomes a student of the universe, of the globe out here, and going out and making such a success of what she's done. She's now transitioned out there. She's transitioning again. That is the beauty about being a female in business, is that so many times that we will let ourselves go in terms of, you know what, it's time to let it go. It's time to transition to another point of success in our life. And I'm so grateful because understanding your earned value, if you build that skill of confidence aligned with communication, it will really support your natural leadership. You know, folks who want to contact us at info@vision-alignment.com or info@breakinggoodgirlsyndrome.com. You can also call our office at 480-778-1818 to talk to us about any of our consulting or any of our keynotes or our training availabilities to you. We travel the world, and we will come see you, too. You will have a great time, and you will prosper if you are a part of our team. This is Patty Azar, and I am the advocate for professional women.
Thank you for joining Patty and Breaking the Good Girl Syndrome. Please join Patty every week for her insightful views and great guests.
Make the best of the situation, for I finally